He quickly told Sienna and Ferris the history of St. Lucia's relics, her bones, which was amongst the strangest in all of hagiography. Allegedly, when the beautiful Lucia refused the advances of an influential suitor, the man denounced her and had her burned at the stake, where, according to legend, her body refused to burn. Because her flesh had been resistant to fire, her relics were believed to have special powers, and whoever possessed them would enjoy an unusually long life.
Magic bones? Sienna said.
Believed to be, yes, which is the reason her relics have spread all over the world. For 2 millennia, powerful leaders have tried to thwart aging and death by possessing the bones of St. Lucia. Her skeleton has been stolen, restolen, relocated, and divided up more times than that of any other saint in history. Her bones have passed through the hands of at least a dozen of history's most powerful people.
Including, Sienna inquired, a treacherous doge?
Seek the treacherous doge of Venice who severed the heads from horses and plucked up the bones of the blind. Quite possibly, Langdon said, now realizing that Dante's Inferno mentioned St. Lucia very prominently. Lucia was one of the three blessed women, Le Tre Donne Benedette, who helped summon Virgil to help Dante escape the underworld. As the other two women were the Virgin Mary and Dante's beloved Beatrice, Dante had placed St. Lucia in the highest of all company.
If you're right about this, Sienna said, excitement in her voice, then the same treacherous doge who severed the heads from horses
also stole the bones of St. Lucia, Langdon concluded. Sienna nodded.
Which should narrow our list considerably. She glanced over at Ferris. Are you sure your phone's not working? We might be able to search online for...
Stone dead, Ferris said. I just checked. Sorry. We'll be there soon, Langdon said. I have no doubt we'll be able to find some answers at St. Mark's Basilica. St. Mark's was the only piece of the puzzle that felt rock solid to Langdon. The Museum of Holy Wisdom. Langdon was counting on the Basilica to reveal the identity of their mysterious doge, and from there, with luck, the specific palace that Zobrist had chosen to release his plague. For here, in the darkness, the Thonic monster waits. Langdon tried to push from his mind any images of the plague, but it was no use. He had often wondered what this incredible city had been like in its heyday, before the plague weakened it enough for it to be conquered by the Ottomans and then by Napoleon, back when Venice reigned gloriously as the commercial center of Europe. By all accounts, there was no more beautiful city in the world, the wealth and culture of its population unparalleled. Ironically, it was the population's taste for foreign luxuries that brought about its demise. The deadly plague traveling from China to Venice on the backs of rats stowed away on trading vessels. The same plague that destroyed an unfathomable 2/3 of China's population arrived in Europe and very quickly killed 1 in 3, young and old, rich and poor alike.